This is the Pearson Test of English, General Practice Test, to prepare for the Pearson English International Certificate, Level 2. This test takes 1 hour and 35 minutes. Section 1. You will have 10 seconds to read each question and the corresponding options. Then listen to the recording. After the recording, you will have 10 seconds to choose the correct option. Put a cross in the box next to the correct answer, as in the example. Example. Listen to two friends speaking. Where will the woman go later?
Are you coming to that new restaurant later?
I've made plans to go to the cinema.
It's not far from there. Come afterwards. It's near to the university.
The correct answer is B. Number 1. Listen to a customer in a shop. What does she need repaired?
Good morning.
Morning. I tripped and broke the heel on this shoe. Could you fix it? And also, I'd like the sleeves on this shirt made a little shorter, please.
Number 2. Listen to the teacher. What subject does she teach?
Okay, class. Before beginning the experiment, divide yourselves into 6 groups. 4 or 5 students in each group, please. We'll be using chemicals, so everyone must put on laboratory coats and plastic gloves.
Number 3. Listen to two people talking. Where are they?
Good morning.
Morning. I'd like to open an account, please.
Certainly. You'll need photo ID, such as a passport, and something showing your address, like a telephone bill.
Number 4. Listen to the woman speaking. What is she describing?
So, what we will watch today truly is a work of art. Based on a book many of you will have read, it will go down in history as its director's greatest achievement.
Number 5. Listen to the man speaking. Where is he?
Hi, darling. I'm just calling to say good night. I've just got on board. It shouldn't be long before we take off. Oh, sorry. I'd better go. The pilot is making an announcement. I love you.
Number 6. Listen to the telephone conversation. What does the man want?
Mark's Mechanics. Sarah speaking. How can I help you?
I'm looking for someone to fix my motorcycle.
Sure. Bikes, cars or vans, new or old, we can do it.
Number 7. Listen to two friends talking. What is the weather like outside?
Take a look at that. It's really starting to come down.
Oh dear, and you're only wearing a t-shirt.
No worries. I've got an umbrella in my bag.
Number 8. Listen to the woman talking. What kind of sports will be played in the afternoon?
Okay, children. Today, we will be playing lots of different sports. This morning, we'll play tennis and go swimming. In the afternoon, it's basketball and football.
Number 9. Listen to a boy talking to his mother. What did she buy for him recently?
Mum, can I have a new laptop?
Another? No, you have one already. And we only just got you that tablet too.
Please, I need a bigger screen.
Number 10. Listen to a girl talking to her grandmother. What are they discussing?
That's beautiful, Grandma. When did you get it?
On my wedding day, dear. I haven't taken it off for almost 50 years.
Is it gold?
Section 2. Number 11. You will hear a short recording about jewellery design. Listen to the whole recording once. Then you will hear the recording again with pauses for you to write down what you hear. Make sure you spell the words correctly.
Jewellery designers must be creative and scientific. When producing rings and chains, they must know how materials work. Gold, silver, and other metals act differently when heated and bent. Jewellery designers must be creative and scientific. When producing rings and chains, they must know how materials work. Gold, silver, and other metals act differently when heated and bent.
Section 3. Questions 12 to 16. You will hear a public announcement. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the announcement. You will hear the recording twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Old Street Station. We regret to inform you that due to recent weather conditions, a number of train services have been cancelled or replaced today. Trains to London will be replaced by buses. The next services to Newcastle and Manchester have been cancelled. We apologise for the effect this will have on your journeys. All underground trains are currently running as normal, and we expect overground services to start again by 6 p.m. Please check the Train Time website or app for live updates. Anyone with a ticket for a cancelled service will be able to use the ticket on any later train. For refunds or to purchase new tickets, please visit our ticket office, which is located on the first floor, or use one of the ticket machines, which can be found on every floor of the station.
Now listen again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Old Street Station. We regret to inform you that due to recent weather conditions, a number of train services have been cancelled or replaced today. Trains to London will be replaced by buses. The next services to Newcastle and Manchester have been cancelled. We apologise for the effect this will have on your journeys. All underground trains are currently running as normal, and we expect overground services to start again by 6 p.m. Please check the Train Time website or app for live updates. Anyone with a ticket for a cancelled service will be able to use the ticket on any later train. For refunds or to purchase new tickets, please visit our ticket office, which is located on the first floor, or use one of the ticket machines, which can be found on every floor of the station.
Section 3. Questions 17 to 21. You will hear a telephone conversation. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the conversation. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mark Swain, Jessica's father? This is Tessa, Maria's mum. Maria and Jessica are in the same class at Langley School.
Oh, hi, Tessa. Yes, it's Mark. I think we met in the playground a few weeks ago, just after Jessica joined the school.
That's right. I'm glad you remember me. I'm just calling because Maria would like to invite Jessica to her birthday party.
Oh, that's nice. She's out right now, but I'll let her know. When is the party?
It's this Sunday at 3 p.m. The invitations were already sent out before Jessica arrived at the school, you see.
I see. It's very kind of you to call. Where is the party?
It's a soft play centre called Hickory Dickory's, quite near the school.
That sounds great. Could I have the postcode?
Sure. B13 8TY.
B13 8TY?
No, D13 8TY.
Great, thanks. OK, we'll see you on Sunday.
Great. See you then.
Now listen again.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mark Swain, Jessica's father? This is Tessa, Maria's mum. Maria and Jessica are in the same class at Langley School.
Oh, hi, Tessa. Yes, it's Mark. I think we met in the playground a few weeks ago, just after Jessica joined the school.
That's right. I'm glad you remember me. I'm just calling because Maria would like to invite Jessica to her birthday party.
Oh, that's nice. She's out right now, but I'll let her know. When is the party?
It's this Sunday at 3 p.m. The invitations were already sent out before Jessica arrived at the school, you see.
I see. It's very kind of you to call. Where is the party?
It's a soft play centre called Hickory Dickory's, quite near the school.
That sounds great. Could I have the postcode?
Sure. D13 8TY.
B13 8TY?
No, D13 8TY.
Great, thanks. OK, we'll see you on Sunday.
Great, see you then.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.